Hi, listeners. Welcome back to the Absolutely ADHD podcast.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Alana.
Hey, Sam.
It's been a while. Do you want to tell everyone why I'm saying welcome back?
Yes. Yes. So this is wild. I spent the last week with a group of students on a trip to Poland. It was a trip to learn about the Holocaust and genocide, and it was very heavy, but also the most just like life-changing experience. And really life-changing, honestly.
Wow. How are you feeling? How's adjusting back?
It's been a lot, like the time change. And then also just, I didn't realize even on my breaks that I've taken over the last couple of years, I really do a lot of, you know, content. I still create podcasts. Like we still do all these things. And it just made me realize that I haven't had time where I actually wasn't doing anything ADHD related.
Yeah.
So long, which was really refreshing. So that was nice. But then of course, getting back into it now, it's kind of overwhelming. So
yeah, I mean, it's hard. And I think that you're so right, because we were even talking about it. You're like, even when I'm not doing anything official, I tell people what I do, and then they want to talk about their own experiences with it, which is so wonderful because you do create such like an open place to talk. But it's also hard because it's like everyone just wants to talk to you about their own mental health and their own experience with ADHD. So even when you're not on, you're still kind of on.
No, it's totally true. And I really didn't realize how much, yeah, I talk about ADHD. Like, it was very interesting. So I was like a chaperone for this trip. And it was just very interesting being in a setting where nobody knew, you know, what I do or anything related to ADHD. You know, they knew I'm a social worker and stuff. But yeah, so it was a little refreshing, you know, to have a break. So it definitely opened my eyes and reminded me like how I need to build in these breaks, but not just breaks where I go somewhere else, like actual breaks where I unplug and
yeah.
And not that this was a break, because it was definitely super emotionally draining, but it was also inspiring. And like I said, life-changing. So.
Well, and it's like when you're in a normal job, you know, you have the weekend where you're not, and you leave work like physically. I mean, I know a lot of us work from home, you know, but you close your laptop, you turn off your technology that's associated with work. But like when you own your own business and, you know, I'm assuming, I don't do content and I'm not on social media that much, but I'm assuming that when it's all the time.
It is.
You don't really get a weekend. You don't really get, and you know, you are also so hard on yourself too. You'll be working until 9 or 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, but you don't do content, but you do this podcast with me, and you know, if we haven't recorded and we have to record and it's a Saturday, we do it, you know? And so yeah,
it's real.
So what I wanted to talk about today, we've mentioned in different podcasts, like a little bit here and there, but is really like the secret key ingredient to supporting our ADHD is curiosity, like being curious about ourselves, our emotions, the things we struggle with, our patterns, our triggers, all that stuff. And go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, God, we're getting so much better at not cutting each other off. Guys, tell us if you've noticed. Tell us how proud you are of us.
Please.
I feel like a lot of the time we talk about these things that we struggle with in a negative connotation, because like, look, Alana and I are not going to sit here and say like everything is easy, because it is not. And most of the time it's the opposite. But I do feel sometimes we're given this opportunity to like get excited about some of the things that we struggle with. And curiosity, I think that next to like kindness and loyalty and self-assuredness, being curious is the most important thing you can be.
Something that's so funny is it's super paradoxical how we are, like as people with ADHD, we have unlimited curiosity. Like, so curious about the most random things that we're like fixated on, that we're interested in, that we're passionate about. Like, I think we've all been in those situations where we're like watching a movie and we're like, oh wait, but that actor, like, what are they in? What do they do? Who are they? Or like, how does this end? I need to know. Like, it's so, so common for us to feel this like curiosity all the time. Yet on the other hand, we don't really put that curiosity towards like ourselves and the things that we struggle with. And so it's just kind of funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, isn't that weird?
And most of the time I let you kind of talk about the brain behind it. But this one I did happen to look up because I was curious. Haha, I was curious. But so basically, people with ADHD, as Alana tells us all the time, are in short supply of dopamine. So we're constantly looking for that immediate satisfaction to, you know, and that's just, that's when people say it's a chemical imbalance. It really is just a chemical imbalance. A lot of people have a normal supply of dopamine and they don't look for those immediate fulfillers because they don't need to, but like we need to. So the thing though, is that dopamine is also triggered by curiosity, by like being out of your comfort zone in a safe way and like getting excited about learning something, like that triggers your dopamine too. So that's why we're so quick to pick stuff up and we're so quick to be like, oh, where was this actress? How did she get the start in her career? You know, stuff like that. Like you just really get into a wormhole about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what I found for me lately over the past year or so, it's been movies. I get really into a specific movie. So like, do you remember when I was going through my Top Gun Maverick phase?
Oh, yes.
That was crazy. I was watching Top Gun Maverick like every day for like 3 weeks. Like seriously, to the point where my friends were a little concerned. I mean, no one was concerned. I think they all thought it was funny. It was like, oh, there goes Sam and her freaking Top Gun Maverick again. But like, I really was interested in it. And it's weird. It made me, I couldn't really ever understand, but it made me feel calm and like good. And recently what it is now is Dune, because Dune 2 just came out and I saw it last night and it's phenomenally fantastic. And I also, you know, you and I have grown up with, you know, I think being in the Jewish faith and all of this kind of stuff, we're more drawn to like Middle Eastern culture because that's just where our religion is born. And, you know, we went to Israel and we have, you know, you especially have a lot of experience with Middle Eastern culture. So I think it's just, and Dune definitely gives off reminiscent vibes of that because a lot of it was filmed in Jordan. And so it's just a very cool cultural movie. And I think it, and Hans Zimmer, now see, you guys can see how like I'm getting into all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically like with movies, I find myself going through these phases of getting just really curious and interested in them. And it's made me enjoyable. Like it's built out a whole other facet of my personality. I just rambled for so long about that. But like, that is such a perfect example of what this whole curiosity thing with ADHD is.
It is. It totally is. And it is calming when we have something that we're so interested in learning about. Yeah. Like that our brain likes that type of engagement. Our brain wants to be more like it needs that, right? It needs that dopamine all the time. And so it's definitely interesting to kind of like, I don't know. I feel the same way about all my past fixations and everything.
You know, like all the past crafts that we always talk about that we used to get into you started to get really interested in ADHD before you decided to become a coach. You didn't capitalize on this because it fell into your lap. You capitalized on it because you had built up this wealth of knowledge and thought, you know, I've helped myself so much through learning this. I can help other people too. And so that's literally how all of this started, was ADHD born curiosity.
Totally. 100%. I wasn't really going to go into this too much, but I think it makes a lot of sense actually. And you guys will probably relate. I'm embarrassed to admit that like one of my areas of interest has never been history. I've always felt really like intimidated by it and like overwhelmed. And I think with a lot of ADHDers in school, like different subjects do that. Like we just convince ourselves that like we're just not good at something because we can't do it in the way that they teach us. For example, like history was just memorizing dates and tests and things like that. And what's so hard about it is I kind of grew up like hating it and thinking that I was not smart enough to be someone who could like know and understand and learn about history. So I just kind of like wrote it off as like, you know, no, I'm like, I mean, obviously I knew the basics and stuff, but I never really dove into it.
Yeah.
After this trip, you know, it was a completely different learning style. We're physically in different spaces. We're hearing stories. We're seeing people. We're hearing people talk about it. We're in these physical environments where like things happen. And so pretty much I was able to grasp these things and connect all these dots that I never was able to do as a kid in school.
Yeah.
And It's just kind of mind-blowing. Because now the reason I bring this up is because now I'm completely going through a World War II fixation. And I like know that I'm sure a ton of people here have done that. And like one of my really close friends, he's like, we're talking about it all the time. And he's like, welcome. Like, I'm so happy. Like, we're so happy to
have you
this World War II fixation. But it's true. Like, it's so crazy to learn about. And just all these things though, that I told myself, I'm like, you know, it's just kind of a bummer, like, that I was convinced that I wasn't good enough to, like, understand this or learn about it, but it just wasn't being taught in the way that spoke to me.
Yeah, you know, you and my mom would really relate on that, because she always, teasing is a light word for what it is, and she's not disappointed in me either, but I do know that both my parents went to grad school, and I think it shaped who they are. They met in grad school, and I'm not necessarily in a career that requires a graduate school education, but because I convinced myself in college I was so bad at taking tests and memorizing dates and things, I am terrified to go back to grad school. I am terrified about, like, and I didn't quite realize what it meant to, like, make education work for you until I was well through college, until I was like a junior, and I finally realized that I am actually quite good at school if I'm writing and not taking tests. Mm-hmm. But because of that, my whole GPA is kind of messed up and I'm very terrified. And my mom says I've lost all of this confidence about being an intelligent person. And you see me do that all the time where I'm like, I just don't think I'm all that smart.
It is so wild because I truly, like, I just deep down in my soul, like, you're just the most intelligent person. But you're right. Like, these things, it keeps us from, like, again, being curious about it. Like,
yeah. I was just going to say, instead of being curious about what, it took me so long to realize what worked for me. And because I was so ready to find something that worked for me and made me feel good in school, I didn't even think to figure out why the other, like, I wasn't really, really curious about anything. And because of that, I think I've gotten into this place now, what, we're 5 years out of college, where I just don't have any internal confidence about my ability to succeed in grad school, even though that's really an educational milestone I would like to complete at some point. So,
yeah, it's just hard. But I wish that I guess the reason I even brought up World War II is because I wish that I was able to, you know, question, like, why do you feel like you're not, like, to myself, like, why do I feel like I'm not smart enough to, like, understand this or learn about it? And, I know that all the, like, listener, every one of you who are super into history, like, this is going to be like preaching to the choir and stuff. But I've always heard, like, history isn't about remembering dates or things like that. It's about, like, recognizing patterns and ideologies and all these things. I'm embarrassed to admit I didn't grasp that until now, like, here at age 27. And it's just kind of eye-opening. And so I just wanted to share that because it's weird to, you know, realize something like that or admit something like that at my age, but it's never too late to be, you know. Well,
and I think that if we talk about, like, super contemporary things that you and I deal with, like dating, no one wants to be a boring date, you know? And I think I've realized, like, I come into dates with this very intense interviewer viewpoint where I'm like, so what do you do for work? What do you like to do for fun? Who are you? You know, and instead of having this conversation that's born out of natural interest, I'm like trying to control the situation, which I'm sure is a whole other ADHD / anxiety thing that we could get into. Mm-hmm. But the more I learn about stuff in general, like, the more I realize how much I value that in a partner. And yes, like, I do crosswords a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know that's super nerdy, but I love doing them and it makes me into an intelligent human being and it works my brain elasticity and it makes me feel better. I know that you haven't seen Ted Lasso, but I know a lot of our listeners have. And there's this huge scene in it where Ted is quoting Walt Whitman and he says, be curious, not judgmental. And I think that's helped a lot too, because, you know, like, I've had moving to Austin has just been hard on me socially and I felt really lonely and I have a tendency to be really angry, I guess, sometimes at other people when I feel like I've been slighted or something like that. And reminding myself to be curious about the why and not necessarily the how can I fix it thing has been really helpful.
Yeah, totally. I'm glad that you brought up in dating situations, because this is something that has been the biggest, like, I don't even shift as like growing up and dating. There is nothing better than talking to someone who's so interested in like the things that they're talking about or like the things that they do. Like that for me, as someone with ADHD, I don't care what you're interested in, but I need people who are interested in things and talking about them. Like that is exactly, like that is so attractive to me and so much better. I didn't really share this with you guys, but I was seeing someone and then I'm not. It was like kind of a really like, it was a good situation, but just not my person. But now I am back dating again. So
woohoo!
Yay. It's just funny because, you know, when you grow up, you think about like being a nerd about something like isn't cool, you know, and then as you.
Which is such a loss for all of us.
Because then as we grow up, like, are you kidding me? Like, I love people who are like nerding out on the things that they care about. It's just so much better. But yeah, so I totally, it's interesting, but to kind of like see that shift as we get older.
Yeah. And it's nice. I mean, dating as I get older and become a much more well-rounded human being, like it's been, you know, interesting and it's been fun. And I feel like I've learned a lot about other people and I've learned a lot about myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that the only way to go into things, and honestly, the curiosity thing helps with my anxiety in that situation a lot too. Like I, you know, it's so easy to get so anxious with dating and putting yourself out there and like meeting new friends and starting new things. But mm-hmm. if you go into it thinking like I am a sponge and I'm here to learn, like it takes a lot of the pressure off, I think.
It definitely does. And like just hearing what other people are interested in. And I'm also, for me, it's like, if I'm talking about my business, ADHD, like any, actually bachelor, anything, like so many, my friends, you know, I'm like excited. I'm obsessed with it. I'm super interested. I'm curious. I want to know more. I want to share more. And so at the same time, like I need that energy to be reciprocated. I don't care what it's about, but I want that same energy about the things that you're telling me about, you know?
Well, in a positive way too, I think that's what makes people with ADHD such good partners and such good friends, is that because we know what it's like to feel so curious and like excited about sharing stuff, is that I'm genuinely ecstatic when the people around me do that with me, because I can recognize that, you know? And yeah. I feel like because I know what it feels like to feel a little anxious that maybe I'm talking too much. I try so hard to never make my friends feel that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that like it's important that we talk about this type of stuff, not because we have all of these tips and tricks and we want to commiserate with you guys, which is how we do a lot of this stuff that we talk about, because it is tough. But I think sometimes it's so important that we like remind each other how wonderful these qualities are. And yeah. How, like, I don't want to be around boring. The only people I don't want to be around are boring people.
I know. Naturally, I gravitate towards other neurodivergent people. Like, that is just how it is for a lot of us. But I am super interested in, you know, the listeners who are with a neurotypical partner and, like, how that works and everything. And that's definitely something we could, like, talk about in another episode.
But honestly, I think that would be a really, really good thing to delve into. Like, cause we've talked about it with family stuff, like what it's like, you know, around the holidays and stuff like that. But I think both of us have been with partners that are relatively neurotypical, you know, and it's not bad and it's not good. It's just different, you know?
Right.
So I've shared with you that I'm hyperfixated on Dune right now. What are you hyperfixating on? Oh, World War II. That was the whole thing.
Literally World War II. Like I'm on YouTube and like, but no, it's, you know, it is a little bit healing, I'll be honest, because there are these little facts that I memorized in school because they make us memorize it.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't attach meaning to things. I just did what I had to do to get through the test. And when I say get through the test, I mean, I was working as hard as I could to barely get a C. Like that is just what it was like in middle school and high school with this stuff. But now, you know, like I'm kind of getting to put these pieces together of these little facts that I remembered with all this stuff I know now and like social change and seeing how like social issues change throughout time and history. And it's kind of fascinating. So it's healing.
Kind of. People dedicate their entire lives to this stuff.
I know. And that's what's another thing that is so wild too, is just like completely opened up my eyes to another corner of what people are doing, like different types of interests that people have. And it's just, it's really amazing. And I don't know, I really wouldn't change that about our ADHD, about my ADHD at all. Yeah. I love it. I think it's such a gift. I think if anything, I would definitely push myself to be more curious about the things that I judge myself over. So like,
what, I have a whole closet of crafts I'll never pick up again.
Yeah, right.
At least I tried them in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now when someone says that they sew, I have something to talk about because I did a stint of sewing.
Exactly.
Now when I meet a super handsome naval aviator pilot, I can tell him I've seen Top Gun Maverick.
And you know probably everything about it.
Yeah, it exactly. I know how to fly a plane.
I know I talked about this a while ago, but on TikTok, I get really sucked into like the movie clips, and it'll be like part 3 out of 79. And
you end up watching an entire movie on TikTok.
and then sometimes what really is just absolutely just terrible is when you can't find the next clip. And then I'm like, all right, well, I think I have to go like buy this movie or like actually watch it. That's so because funny. I'm so curious. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I would rather live in this like frenzied world of 80 billion different interests than not be interested in anything at all.
I amen to that. Retweet.
Retweet.
Retweet. Well, this was fun. I missed you guys. And Sam, I miss doing this with you.
Yeah, I miss you guys so much. I love talking about this stuff. Okay, well, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And Alana, I hope you adjust back to the time difference quick.
Thank you. Sam's been watching me struggle to articulate the most simple of sentences for this last hour. But you know what? It's okay. We're here.
So, we did it.
We did it. All right, guys. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful week and we will talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
As always, thank you guys so much for joining us for this week's episode. You can find me on Instagram at Coaching by Alana, and you can find the podcast on Instagram at absolutely.adhd. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, write us a review so we can help share this information with more of you. As always, thank you so much for the support, and we will talk to you next week.